Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, December 12th. Authorities have released more details about the shooter who killed two students at a high school in Aztec, New Mexico last Thursday morning. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KSJD in Cortez, Austin Cope reports that the attacker planned the shooting in advance.
The 21-year-old man was a resident of the town and had attended the school in the past. He gained access to the building by disguising himself as a student and entering as buses were unloading. Once inside, he used a handgun to shoot and kill two students, apparently at random. He then fired shots into walls and windows, intending to hit people in classrooms. The local sheriff says teachers and staff acted quickly to lock down the building and shield students from the gunfire. The suspect then turned the gun on himself. Residents of the small town held a candlelight vigil on Thursday evening in remembrance of the boy and girl who were killed. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Austin Cope.
Recently, Congressman Scott Tipton talked with Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KDNK in Carbondale. Tipton spoke with Amy Haddon Marsh about a variety of topics. Here in part one of their interview, Tipton talks about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DREAM Act, and how the tax bill overhaul would benefit workers earning less than $100,000 per year.
Constituents here locally have been calling for the passage of a DREAM Act which does not include the following: funding for a border wall, an increase in targeted raids which could lead to increased deportation, funding for detention centers, and mandatory e-verification, which is, as you know, the federal government's online employment eligibility program. What is your response to their requests?
You know, it's been interesting listening to some of the debate, because if we step back about a year, we had a lot of our Democrat colleagues calling for comprehensive immigration reform, which is just what you were describing they now want to have excluded. We've been very consistent in terms of coming that, the children that were brought in by their parents, we need to be able to treat those compassionately. We're going through the legislation that's in the Senate side right now on the DREAM Act, and also a piece of legislation called the RAC Act by Carlos Cabrera out of Florida that will treat the DREAM Act people, the young children, many of whom now become young adults, compassionately. Do think it's important to be able to secure our borders. It's not really an immigration issue as much as it is a national security issue from the threats of terrorism. And just really when we look at the enforcement of the law right now in terms of protecting our border, most recent reports that are coming out, in fact, I just visited with Congressman DeGette, and she had noted this morning, that we've seen a precipitous drop in terms of people trying to be able to come into the country illegally. We do need to have our borders respected. And at the same time, I think we do need to recognize and treat compassionately the children that were brought in, not of their own accord.
Well, Congressman, why include the border wall and immigration reform in the DREAM Act?
Amy, as you probably will recall, we've always said that, you know, we ought to have individual bills to make sure we're dealing with them. I'm fine with that, as long as we also make sure we've got legislation in place to be able to deal with actual border security. In my mind, it doesn't have to be a physical wall. We've got a lot of good technology out there, a lot of different opportunities to make sure that on north, south, east, and west, that we're doing what we can to secure the borders of our country.
Well, moving on to the tax bill, how will this benefit those who make less than $100,000 a year?
Well, first of all, right now, if you're an individual, you're able to get $6,000 tax-free under the current tax code. That doubles under the House bill to $12,000. If you're a couple, it goes from $12,000 to $24,000 in terms of tax-free income that you're able to work with. Plus, we expand the child exemption from $1,000 up to $1,600. Also, for the state of Colorado, which is a positive thing, you're able to write off $10,000 worth of property tax against your income, plus there are going to be lower tax rates. One of the comments, Amy, that I'd heard down in Walsenburg not long ago, a woman had asked about the tax rates, and she was in the 10% tax rate. her rate under the plan put forward by the House will go to zero. The person who is in the second tax bracket of 15% will see that rate drop down to 12%. So not only do you get the doubled exemption that's going to be included, plus an expanded child care exemption that's going to be included, plus being able to write off your property tax, you're also going to be seeing a lower tax rate.
And please stay tuned to KVNF's regional newscast tomorrow for part two of that interview with Scott Tipton. A majority of Coloradans ages 50 and older have experienced some form of consumer fraud, according to a new report. As the holiday shopping season heats up, Eric Galatis has some tips for keeping unwanted charges off your credit cards and minimizing the risk of identity theft.
Consumer fraud can affect Coloradans of all ages and backgrounds, according to a new report by the AARP Foundation. The group asked Centennial State residents age 50 and above about their experiences with a variety of scams and found a clear majority had been targeted. Mark Federhoff with the AARP Foundation says, especially during this holiday shopping season, one way people can protect themselves is to limit their online activities at coffee shops, airports, and other places that offer free wireless internet.
We highly recommend that people do not do anything involving personal information, banking information, or shopping when they're using public Wi-Fi, because those networks are not necessarily secure.
Federhoff explains it's easy for hackers to access passwords, social security numbers, and bank account information if public networks are not properly secured, and home networks are typically safer. The Colorado Attorney General's Office welcomed the report and encourages anyone who thinks they've been a fraud victim to file a complaint in order to protect others. More than half the survey respondents have seen fraudulent charges on their credit or debit cards, and 70% received a phone call or a pop-up message on their computers from someone claiming to be a tech support representative. Federhoff says people have paid hundreds of dollars to fix what the scammer tells them is a software glitch, and he warns allowing remote access to your computer can put sensitive information at risk.
Oftentimes they say they're affiliated with Microsoft or Apple or Dell or another large computer company, and they're just frankly not. None of those companies do outbound calling or will put a pop-up on your screen telling you to call them.
Other scams to watch for include notifications about winning a sweepstakes or lottery, phone calls from people posing as IRS agents, and requests to wire money to help a family member in a crisis. Federhoff also recommends requesting free annual credit reports to make sure accounts have not been opened in your name without your consent. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.